It's time for our weekly visit with PolitiFact Virginia, the fact-checking service at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And we're joined today by Warren Fisk and Jacob Geiger of the PolitiFact Virginia staff. And fellows, you are a nonpartisan fact-checking service, but it turns out the three most recent statements to come up for review all happen to have been made by Republicans. I'm sure that will balance out over time. Warren, let's start with you. You wrote about a statement made by Governor Bob McDonnell. He said road construction bids, quote, are coming in at the lowest in the modern era. So you checked the facts. What did you find?
Well, the first thing we did was we asked his spokesman what the governor meant when he said the modern era. And we were told that the governor was talking about a generation or 20 years. And they told us to call the Department of Transportation and get statistics. The chief engineer over at VDOT told us that VDOT doesn't keep data comparing yearly bids. What he told us was that bids came in last year 17% below what the department projected, but that they've never computed that statistic in the past. We were trying to figure out how to check the governor's statement. The Federal Highway Department keeps a quarterly measure of highway costs on a national basis, and it shows that construction prices are the lowest in about 6 years, not the 20 that the governor was talking about. We found some statistics kept by Western states that show that highway construction prices over 20 years have increased by 115%. And the Bureau of Labor Statistics has an index that shows that over 20 years, the price of highway construction materials such as oil, copper, concrete, and steel have gone up by 98%. So we gave the governor a barely true. We found it hard to believe that Virginia has avoided all these price increases, and we had to temper that against the fact that nobody keeps statistics on the prices in Virginia.
Well, barely true on that one then.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's turn now to Jacob Geiger. And Jacob, welcome. You wrote about a statement made by Virginia Congressman Scott Ridgel, who was elected last fall to represent the Hampton Roads area, 2nd District in Congress. He said the United States is, quote, borrowing more than 40 cents of every dollar we spend. True or not?
Well, we went to the Treasury Department, which keeps very detailed records, and found out in the 2010 fiscal year, the federal government had revenue, mostly from taxes, of $2.16 trillion, and the government spent $3.46 trillion. That's a deficit of 37.5%. So far through January of this year, the deficit was 35.6% of spending. But you also have to consider that Social Security and the Postal Service don't show up on the annual budget that goes through Congress. Those programs, which have their own sources of revenue and their own distinct spending, run a surplus. It was about $80 million in the 2010 year. So for everything else that's on the budget, the education, security, defense, everything else, the deficit was about 47%, and it's expected to be near there this year. Now, for historic perspective, deficits have run as high as 70% during World War II when we were funding our war effort and that of our allies. It's fluctuated between 10 and 20%, as low as 5% sometimes in the last 30 years. So for the claim that 40% of our current funding is debt financed, we found it to be true because when you exclude those Social Security funds, the deficit climbs above 40%. Even if you exclude them, it's just below 40%.
All right. You also wrote about a comment by Jamie Radke, who is a Tea Party advocate, but she's also running for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate in next year's election. So I guess she would also consider herself a Republican. And Senator Jim Webb, who is stepping down from that seat, she said, quote, was a reliable vote for President Obama and Senator Harry Reid. He's the majority leader in the Democratic-controlled U.S. Senate. True or not?
Well, there are two online databases we used. One from Open Congress found that Webb and Reid have a voting similarity of 85% over the last 4 years, and now Democratic senators average about an 89% similarity. So they're just below the party average there. The Washington Post, which keeps a database, showed that Webb voted with the majority of his party 87% of the time during the last Congress that ended just in January. Reid voted with the party 95% of the time. Then we went and looked at how the two men voted on some of the president's key initiatives. They both voted for the Health Care Act, for the stimulus bill, the New START nuclear arms treaty, the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which governed gay men and women serving in the military. They also both agreed to and voted for the tax cut bill this winter and the Supreme Court nominations of Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor. So despite all of this, Webb is actually scored as one of the more contrarian Democrats by Congressional Quarterly. Only a few other senators vote against the party more often than he does. But agreeing with the party 87% of the time and supporting the president on all of the highest profile issues mean that we think this statement is true.
A reliable vote. True, yes. On the Truth-O-Meter of PolitiFact Virginia. All right, thanks to Warren Fisk and Jacob Geiger of PolitiFact Virginia. We'll hear from one or the other of you or both next Tuesday morning at this time on Morning Edition on WCVE Public Radio. Thanks.
Thanks, Wayne.